welcome to That's What It Says in the Yearbook, the Sportscast podcast for hardworking and busy flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug. The Chalupa Munching Joe Bot, as he was called by Carl of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, has been fired, and wrongly. Joe Girardi out after 10 seasons as Yankees manager, like weeks ago. I guess that kind of defeats the purpose of these podcasts. Anyway, 10 winning seasons he had, never had a losing season. Now, you could argue that Joe Girardi's not a finisher. He did win a World Series, but he also reached only that one, and that was 8 years ago. But don't argue, he's no Joe Torre. Now, it's not Joe Torre's fault, or Joe Torre, as he was sometimes erroneously called. It's not Joe's fault that he had the core four. That's Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Andy Pettit, Mariano Rivera, the Yankees four stars known as the core four. Not his fault he had the core four in their primes. He also had shrewd scouting on his side. Not his fault. But Torre also had possibly the greatest competitive advantage in American sports, unlimited payroll, the pick of other teams' best players, big-time free agent signings, big-time free agent signings when those big-time free agent signings didn't work out. And yet, he didn't win a World Series his last seven seasons, and that includes his all-star Yankee team's listless upset loss to the Marlins in 2003. Now, with those resources, Torre should have been better in the postseason than he was. After that 2009 World Series, Girardi had to win as the core four retired one by one. He won despite the massive distraction known as A-Rod, and then the secondary distraction known as Jeter's retirement. He won with a roster full of over-the-hill veterans. He won with youth. The young 2017 Yankees were a year away. Think back to spring training when it's like, wait until 2018, Yankee fans. The team was a year away until Girardi started winning. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't winning enough. Now, Girardi may have been old-timey in his approach, but he did what good managers slash coaches do. He adjusted with the times, and he won big. So the Yankees want to go younger, and a guy who's more fluent in analytics. Analytics, critical to baseball. Absolutely. Analytics win games. Not a fad. But going with a guy who gets today's players sounds like the NHL years ago, transitioning from disciplinarian coaches to X's and O's guys, and then back again, and then back again, and then back again, and then back again, and then back again. That part of it does sound like a fad. Now, is Girardi a finisher? We absolutely think so, but remains to be seen. Did player-friendly managers in Houston and Los Angeles give us maybe the most resilient World Series ever? Remains to be seen. But either way, Girardi deserves a second chance. Just like that Pete Bjorn and John song, Second Chance. That's the one from the TV show Two Broke Girls, the CBS show. Thanks for joining us, and that's what it says in the yearbook.